June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We got Bruce Bochy coming up at 12:30. Also in the noon o'clock hour, our Bryan Adams, the singer, ticket giveaway. Right now, we're going to go with something baseball again because we have Bruce Bochy coming up at 12:30. And The Athletic did their player poll, their player anonymous poll. And this obviously stood out. Which manager, aside from your own, would you most like to play for? Now, we're going to get to the answer in just a second. But what I'm also concerned about is I don't know if The Athletic didn't have time to get these logos, but like Gabe Kapler with the Marlins, Derek Shelton with the Pirates, they don't have the logo. Maybe it's because they got canned, I guess, and this poll took place before that.
All right.
But yeah, some of the logos are missing, and I was just curious, like, is it because of that, or is it because they're like, oh, we don't have time?
Yeah, they have Bud Black on there.
Yeah.
And they got the Colorado Rockies logo, but he's not the Rockies manager anymore.
See, it's confusing. All right. Bruce Bochy is the number one manager in all of baseball that people would want to play for besides their own manager, ahead of Terry Francona. A couple of blurbs, a lot of championships. Another player, I like old school style.
He's a fun guy to play for and has so much experience that you can't do anything but learn from him.
I love it.
And he can catch some fish and a baseball barehanded. Unlike Jared.
That's... that's true.
It was a really good catch by Bochy.
Yes.
I wonder if Jared will have the conversation with Bochy about that. If Bochy will be like, hey, I saw that video.
Yeah, that's a good question. Now, which manager, aside from your own, would you not want to play for? Bud Black was the winner, but he got fired. So
Here's something interesting to me, because he got four votes for, but he got four. Ron Washington also got four votes for not wanting to play for him.
Oh,
and I don't know exactly why that would be. I'm curious to know what players don't like Ron Washington and for what reason.
Some like him because of the swearing. Others do not. Now, Alec, I'm gonna ask you this question: which organizations do you think have really good reputations among the players and really bad reputations among the players?
Good reputations. I'll start there. I would say I feel like the Yankees are up there.
Yankees are second on the list of the players that responded, and not every player responded to every single franchise. They got 40 thumbs up and only three thumbs down. They are second.
Good for them. How about the Dodgers?
The Dodgers are far and away number one. They have 82 thumbs up and zero thumbs down.
That's all your home games right there.
Yeah. I mean, if I got that's all fun. Of the money like they give to everybody on the face of planet Earth.
Good point. Then, I'd vote thumbs up for them, too.
Yeah. Yeah. If they were giving me $1 billion, even if it is deferred over 60 years, I'm still happy.
But also, don't you think those players like how maybe they've upped the salary ceiling across MLB?
Oh, absolutely.
And they're like, hey, I didn't get paid by them, but they helped me get a $3 million raise with my team.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
All right. What about the flip side? What about the worst teams?
Majors. Thinking White Sox.
I feel like them and the Rockies.
They're the second and third worst teams. The Rockies, only third worst, tied with the Marlins. Zero thumbs up votes. I want to say that again. Zero thumbs up votes. Dang. And both the Marlins and the Rockies got 25 thumbs down.
There's another team then that's worse?
Yeah. Well, the White Sox got zero thumbs up and 31 thumbs down. Now think this over carefully. If it's not the Marlins, Rockies, or White Sox, who is the worst?
What other team plays in a minor league park right now?
Oh, well, there's two.
Yeah, but what other? What
it is one of them. One of them that people feel pretty okay about.
Huh.
Which one played in a dump for the longest time?
So it's the A's.
See, I think that answer's the same. I think same. Tampa Bay's park was a dump. But you make a fair point. It is the Athletics. They got zero thumbs up and 39 thumbs down.
And I just pointed out that I think they're last in attendance. And I think they were last in attendance even at the old stadium.
Okay. But let me ask you this. Is it more hurtful as a team to be the worst or literally nobody cares about you? All right. So I told you that the Dodgers had 82 votes. They were all positive. The A's, even though they were all negative, they did get 39 votes. In terms of player engagement and what they responded to, the Diamondbacks, Orioles, Brewers, and Nationals all got one vote. They found one player who had an opinion about their organization. Would that hurt your feelings more to know you're the worst, but people know it? Or I forgot you were in Major League Baseball.
I forgot you were in Major League Baseball.
That's what I think, too. That's hurtful.
Did you read the things they said about the A's?
No, go ahead. I bet they're
here are the things tremendous. They said about the A's. Because they're cheap.
Sure.
They're going to be playing in Sacramento. And I had a buddy who was traded to the A's as a minor leaguer. He went to Oakland and said the way they were fed, the places they stayed, were just not good.
I mean,
because they're cheap is the first one. Oh, the Rockies, they're not trying to win, is what one player said.
Look, that's really hard to argue against. And then they fired the manager as if that's his fault. So, what about the Rangers? Do you feel like Major League Baseball holds a generally favorable, unfavorable, or indifferent view of the Rangers?
I think it's pretty favorable. I think players, especially now that they have a roof.
Okay.
Now that they have a roof, I think more people, we've talked about pitchers coming here and you didn't have to trade for them. You could actually sign free agents. So
the Rangers are eighth on the list. It goes Dodgers, Yankees, Braves, Cubs, Guardians, Mets, and then the Red Sox and the Rangers. Rangers, 14 thumbs up from players, zero thumbs down from any of the players. So, pretty, as you said, pretty favorable opinion. It's a great point. I don't know why Alec looks confused. Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Thumbs up and thumbs down.
All right. Now we go with the players. Which player in all of baseball do you most like?
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 GO Men's Tee or menstclinic.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Like to watch play.
I feel like it's got to be Ohtani.
Does it?
Trout? Because you only get to see him a few times a year.
Oh, Mike Trout, I think, is tied for seventh on the list.
Oh.
Jacob DeGrom tied with Fernando Tatis for ninth on the list. Do you also think it's Ohtani, Alec?
Yeah.
Ohtani far and away. Number one, he got twice as many votes as Bobby Witt Jr., who was second. So good for him.
Dude, Bobby Witt Jr. being that high up
Absolutely.
Is pretty impressive.
Absolutely. So it goes Shohei Ohtani, Bobby Witt Jr., Ronald Acuna Jr., Ellie De La Cruz, and Mookie Betts. Those are your top five.
That top four is pretty awesome.
Yeah. Fun.
I'm actually surprised Judge isn't a little higher.
Me too. Personally,
but
right
people
now,
hate the Yankees.
I would have Aaron Judge number one.
We hate the Yankees.
Yeah.
We all
that's
do.
That's true. But that's just part of like how ridiculous he's been right
and
now.
And I know this is very similar to the Chiefs. When will the Dodgers wear people out? And I think this year, whenever they got everything, you were just like, well, come on, dude.
Yeah.
But for the most part, evil empire on the East Coast. Lovable guys, lovable surfers on the West Coast.
Yeah. Bro, hang loose and win a World Series. All right. What hitter would you least want to face in Game 7 of the World Series? So this is for the pitchers. Which hitter would you least want to pitch to in Game 7 of the World Series?
I have a few. Aaron Judge recently said that, or Juan Soto recently said Aaron Judge is the best hitter in baseball.
Do you factor in his playoff struggles?
But for me, Freddie Freeman was, you saw what he did in the World Series.
For sure.
And Yordan Alvarez is just, I don't want to pitch to that guy.
Okay.
I don't want to throw anything close to him. So for me, it would be one of those two guys.
Okay. Alec, you're a pitcher. Who would you least want to pitch against in Game 7 of the World Series?
Ooh, I feel like Freddie Freeman.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah, so I agree with that. I said Freeman like, and or Alvarez.
Because I'm thinking, I know that's recency bias there, but I mean, homer take is Adolis Garcia because it feels like he shows up at all the right moments. Maybe not right now. But yeah, it's really all the top power hitters in Major League Baseball right now. I think Yordan Alvarez is a good sleeper pick just because, again, a guy who doesn't really play a lot.
I do not believe Adolis Garcia got a vote. I'm
what?
Looking at it.
Okay. Which makes sense. It makes
Scrap
sense.
Crap is this list.
Sorry. Didn't you just say you wanted to trade him like 30 minutes ago?
Mm.
I told you that was 2 days ago.
Okay. Now he's good. I want you to tell Boach that.
And somebody said Corey Seager. Duh. Do you not remember what happened?
Yeah. So Corey Seager... Unfortunately, it does not look like he got a vote either.
What? This is ridiculous. Major League players have no respect for the Rangers.
Neither one of you Nimrods voted for them either.
We're not Major League players.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Yordan Alvarez and Freddie Freeman were tied for fourth with Mookie Betts and Jose Ramirez. Top three.
Okay. All right.
Juan Soto won.
Oh, yeah. Makes sense.
One vote ahead of Shohei Ohtani. And then Aaron Judge is third. I have to think that Aaron Judge's postseason struggles are the reason why he's not number one.
Regular
on this
season,
list.
The dude is
untouchable.
The best hitter on the planet. Agreed. And it seems like in past, it's been that way for him. And Juan Soto, he was dominant with the Nationals too. You know, like he was a big part of that. So I get it.
He's an excellent hitter for sure. All right. Now you're a hitter. Which pitcher would you least want to face at the
DeGrom.
Plate? In okay,
that's. I mean, everybody's been lucky he hasn't been there the last.
Jacob
few
DeGrom
years.
Is tied for seventh.
What? Are there other pitchers?
I mean,
I don't think there are any other pitchers.
As I just said, he's tied for seventh. That means there are six pitchers ahead of him.
Name one.
Paul Skeens.
Oh. See, all right, Paul Skeens is my guess.
Paul Skeens is tied for
walked him right into
Paul
it.
Skeens is tied for third. Checkmate. You said name one ahead of him, so I did. I didn't tell you number one, though.
Does Aroldis Chapman count?
Aroldis Chapman is actually tied with Paul Skene, Zach Wheeler.
You might throw 103 at your hip. That's why I'm afraid of
Duran from the Twins. All of those people are tied in that group for third, which means, Alec, there are two higher. Who would you be most fearful of to face as a hitter in Game 7 of the World Series?
My mind goes to Tarek Skubal.
Tarek Skubal.
Good guess. Good guess.
Is second on the list. So I'm proud of you guys for being really good at this. You're the Dallas Stars of this list. You keep coming really close, but you don't quite get the ultimate prize. Who is Chris Sale?
I was going to say, so we're like the Cowboys. We have to pay full price.
Okay.
We can't get anything on sale.
No, I get what you're
David
saying.
David Price is not a good playoff pitcher, by the way.
Remember we owned David Price for the longest time. So Chris Sale is number one on the list. All right. You guys have time for hopefully at least one more question?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you in favor of robot umpires? I don't know why I said it like that.
Robo.
Calling balls and strikes. Your answer options are yes, no, or I'm not sure.
I think they will say yes.
Because Boach is in favor of this.
And all the players want to play for Boach.
That's a good point.
That's right.
That's pretty solid logic.
I'd say yeah. I'd say they're in favor of it.
Okay. Shockingly enough, yes finished third out of the options. 17.2% said yes. 19.4% said, I don't know. And 63.4% of players said, no. One player, I hate it. Another one, absolutely not. Another one laughed at the idea. Another one, it has proven ineffective in AAA and everywhere they tested it. I don't actually know if I agree with that assessment at all.
Wow.
But so
this isn't very interesting to me.
So almost two-thirds of the players say no. And of the other players, only half of them say yes. The other half are like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's very interesting. So they shouldn't do it. If the players don't want it, the only people that are upset then are the people that aren't playing the game.
And Boach?
Well, he's not playing the game.
Whoa.
I mean, he's mentally playing the chess match of it all.
You should tell him that.
That's what I said. Only the people that aren't on the field playing the game is what I meant by that.
I would like to address the dugout. The procedural rules of the show. I would like to cede my questions during the Bruce Bochy interview to Corey Majors as long as they include, you're not playing the game.
That's not a question. That's just a statement.
All right. Well, you can make statements.
Why aren't you playing the game?
And also, so 2 days ago, I wanted to trade Adolis. Now I might not. Your thoughts?
You know, 2 days ago, I asked the question about trading Adolis. It didn't mean I want. What did my notes say? I got to go back and see what my notes
said. Are you embarrassed? If you can follow those question statements, I will gladly cede all of my time to Corey Majors in the Bruce Bochy interview. I'm going to be like, hey, what's up, Boch? Corey's got this today.
I'm done.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.